This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And now back to our team coverage of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
Good morning. The sun is up on another running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Some of this cloud cover is clearing out. It's in the low 60s. The wind is great, as not too fast as the elites make their way north through this course, 26.2 miles. Last year, all four course records fell here in Chicago. Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler. It seems like the elite women are stealing the early headline today as we see two-time champ Ruth Chepngetich and friends go out to an unbelievable fast pace, Jenny Spangler.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they went out, like we said, hot, 206. They have settled down a little bit through the 10K. They're more at 207 pace, but that's still flying. When you consider, you know, what the world record for the women is, just right around 2:11, so that would be 4 minutes under the world record.
Yeah, that's something else. The current women's world record, Josh Cox, to just Assefa, Ethiopia, 2:11:53, set in Berlin, 23. So last year, are you imagining this record pace on the women as sustainable?
No, I'm not. I mean, not 207. I think a record could fall, but honestly, right now, Cheptai, who gave away about a minute to those ladies up front, 20 seconds per mile just in the first 5K, but I think she's running the smarter race. She's paced for around a 214 right now. You want to run the second half faster. To put it in perspective, at 5K, the lead U.S. men, Zach Panning and C.J. Albertson, were 15 flat and 15.01. 206 pace. I would say, wow, that would be an amazing effort for both of those guys. The women, the lead women, are running as fast.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a special guest with us here at our broadcast position. Yards from the finish line. It is none other than Rita Cook, Managing Director and President of Bank of America Chicago. Good morning, Rita. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah, it is great to be here. On the score for the 19th year, and of course, it's the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. So congratulations on another great year of this partnership. Hopefully it keeps going. It's not the Chicago Marathon without the great help of Bank of America. So how are you spending your day, and how does it all sort of come together in between these 365 days?
Yeah, so I've been with the bank for 27 years, and this is really my favorite weekend. Is a native Southeast Sider in Chicago. I love welcoming 50,000 runners from 140 countries in all 50 states to take a running tour, 26.2-mile running tour through 29 of our neighborhood. So for me, preparing for this day, welcoming all the tourists, it makes me proud as a Chicagoan.
And all the activations between the expo and around town, Bank of America is involved in putting so much out there for the running community. What can you share from some of this past few days' experiences and even today?
So obviously the expo opened on Thursday, where many of the runners picked up their bibs. On Friday, we had a reception. We've got 16,000 runners running for charities, causes bigger than themselves. So I always tell people, if you're not out here running or you're not a spectator, why do you care? You've been impacted by or care about one of the 200 causes they are running for. So we did that on Friday evening. And yesterday we have 535 Bank of America employees running. So we hosted an employee breakfast for them. And then today we've got 500 of our volunteers out here from Bank of America that make up about 10,000 volunteers that it takes to pull this race off.
All right. So you might have a few employees sore in the morning. They might want to call in sick. Is there a policy in place? Or do they get tomorrow off?
The good news is tomorrow is a banking holiday. What a great timing for a race.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious
you
on that one.
That is fantastic. Well, I'll have to take your word for it, Rita. You're with Bank. So, and then the economic impact of this race. I can't let you go in another minute with you, and we'll get back to describing the race. But Rita, the economic impact of over $500-something million. Someone's got to eat at a restaurant, pick at a hotel room. Really, this is one of the major drivers of what's happening here in Chicago.
Yeah, when you think about the race, this really does connect Chicago to the rest of the globe. I spoke about where the runners are coming from earlier, but to your point, they're staying at our hotels, eating at our restaurants. I don't know if anyone tried to get a restaurant reservation this weekend. Nearly impossible. And so the impact of the 140,000 tourists they estimate that come in for this race was $547 million for the city of Chicago. So it touches on an economic aspect. Socially, it brings our neighborhood together with 2 million spectators. And then finally, as I said, the philanthropic aspect. Last year, they generated 30.4. So it hits on all levels.
You're responsible for this big party, so make sure it's all cleaned up by tomorrow. Why don't you take a banking holiday tomorrow?
I will take you up on that. Thank
That's
you.
Good stuff. Rita, thanks for the time. Thanks for having us out here at the race, and we'll catch you on the other side, okay?
Wonderful. Thank
you. Appreciate it. Rita Cook, Managing Director and President, Bank of America Chicago. And here we are at the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox with myself, Josh List, yards away from the finish line. We are only just about 30-40 minutes into the start of this race. We've described what was a blazing fast start with the women, but let's catch up with where the elite men are right now. We've mentioned Kelvin Kiptum setting a world record in Chicago last year, one of six set here all time. Jenny, what can you tell us about what's happening in the elite male race?
Well, the elite male race is packed right now. There's 10 men right now that are basically all running 204 something.
They're all cooperating.
They're all cooperating, exactly. So this, when we talked about this earlier, that it could be come down to just a very, very competitive, packed race, and it's shaping up to be like that for right now.
And Josh, what do you think about the men cooperating with the pacers and the tactics that are involved here? We're not talking so much about the clock as they're what about 3 miles in, but we're talking about tactics.
Yeah, really. They actually just crossed 10K, 29:27, 204:13 marathon pace. So when you look at that, and that's a very, very fast time.
3.5 minutes slower than last year's winner.
Exactly. So they are taking a very intentional approach with the pacemakers, and we have them on our screen in front of us. We have the two pacemakers, and then we have single file line behind and guys grouping up. And as they turn these corners, you see them filing in behind these pacemakers to get out of the wind. They're all working together. There is strength in the pack.
Strength in the pack, and out in front of the pack is Chris Wehrman, who joins us now on his fifth Bank of America Chicago Marathon Score broadcast. Chris, we're just talking about what the men are doing, less against the clock, more tactics. Of course, that could always change if someone breaks through. What's your point of view?
That can change. We're on the northernmost point of the course now on Sheridan as we get ready to turn left on the Broadway to head back downtown. And the pack is tight, but they're very relaxed. At first I thought the pack was tight because perhaps the wind was causing some challenges. Sitting on the back of the truck, I certainly can feel the wind. But it's also because they were going pretty fast. 204 is certainly within the realm of all of their paces, but they're still moving. And what I see is with two runners in particular that are in the front using those paces, and that's Wobe and Career. Career, as we know, has been on this course a number of times and knows it well. And he's just letting the pacers do their job. So I think as they continue to run into the loop, we'll see them as a pack for a while, and nobody's going to take a chance of breaking away yet. They're going to let the pacers do their work.
All right, good job, Chris Wehrman. We'll check back with you shortly out in front of the elite runners. He does such a great job describing on what's happening there. The tactical race is breaking out with the men below world record pace. Still could challenge it, depending if someone breaks out on that second half. And the women are blazing fast. Chris mentioned a couple of runners, DeWitt Walde, a disappointing 17th place last year in his third Chicago Marathon. And he mentioned John Career, who was in his fourth Chicago Marathon last year. His two fastest career times, have come in Chicago in 2022 and 2023. Out in front of the women's pack is Trenere Mosier, who is back on live with us now. Trenere, it's not Ruth against the clock. It's Ruth, Satume, and Joycelyn against the clock. What can you add?
The women's pace is hot. You guys have said it. This pace has been so aggressive. The pace was essentially they're running under 5 minute miles. Ruth is out front. She is looking so commanding. She is looking so confident. And she is making this look easy. This pace is very, very aggressive. She has her two pacers around her. And she's just looking really, really comfortable clicking off these sub-5-minute miles.
Yeah, Trenere, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, it is a very, very hot pace. And, you know, we keep questioning, is it too fast for her? But she obviously told the pacers what she wanted to do, so she obviously feels confident in her pacing. Do you agree, or what do you think about?
Yes. For Ruth, this also comes down to experience. This is not her first time here. For Ruth, she's always run a hot pace. A few years ago, she went out in 209 pace, and I thought that was very aggressive. So she's still tracking on 207 pace. So from her experience, she has always gone out very, very aggressive and very, very fast. So I think we're gonna see a very fast finish today.
Thanks, Trenere. We'll catch up with you shortly. Let's talk a little bit about Ruth Chepin-Gedich, who's won in Chicago a couple of times in 22 and 23, second last year, Safwan Hassan, fastest runner-up in Chicago last year. When Ruth Chepin-Gedich won in 2022, she was 14 seconds short of breaking a world record. I think we're still getting some fun Nat sound off of Trenere. But that's okay. That's what a marathon sounds like. More cowbell, right, guys?
More cowbell.
Let's go.
Win the day.
Win the day. But Ruth Chepin-Gedich is one of the legends of this race. She lives in Kenya with her husband, her 13-year-old daughter, oldest of five children. Like a lot of Kenyans, would run back and forth to school each day. She's mostly self-coached. She'll occasionally join men's groups. And like we mentioned, it's not Ruth against the record or against the clock. It's Ruth in a tactical race and against the clock. But she's got an amazing history here. In 2022, when she won 14 seconds short of breaking the world record. But that time has since been almost like set 2 minutes back of the world record, if you do the math, because Tajit Assefa, 2:11.53 off of Ruth's 2:14.18. I mean, you do the math right there, 3.5 something. So she once came within 14 seconds of the record, and now she's going to have to do even like 3 minutes better than her PR to get it today. So good stuff here on the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon broadcast. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Josh Cox, Jenny Spangler, myself, Josh Liss. This is where you want to be because it's a holiday in Chicago. They're running the marathon, and there's a Bears game, and you'll want to be there on The Score when everything's done after the race, after the game. The Score is going to have its usual big blowout post-game coverage, so stick here all day. It's a Chicago tradition. We're getting it off the ground as we speak. Sports Radio 670 The Score's Gabe Ramirez rejoins us. Any moment now, Gabe's wife is going to be taking off in the race too, but Gabe's going to have a faster time because he's out on the lead vehicle in front of the race. Gabe, thanks for rejoining us now. What's the scene out in front of the pack?
Well, first of all, I can always hang that over my wife's head that I finished the marathon faster than she did, and I will as soon as she finishes that. It's exciting, guys. Out here, I think, you know, it's one thing for us to be excited. It's one thing for the runners. What we also notice is the volunteers. You got to tip your hats to them. These are the guys that are out here holding the Gatorades. And as we're out here watching them, they are equally as excited as us to hand these Gatorades off, not only to the elite, but to just the casual runners that are out there as well. They want to contribute to this also. And then the fans that are on the side. We just passed up Boys Town. We're rolling through Broadway right now. And their level of excitement is palpable. You can feel it because let's not forget, they're seeing these elite runners for seconds, but you're hearing them cheer as if they are running them the entire race. We're just passing mile number 9 right now. And I can tell you guys, the fans are out in droves, parents, the kids, the chairs, the donuts, the coffees are ready. And I can't wait to see what this looks like when we get to Michigan Avenue and this thing starts to ramp up, guys. I can't tell you, it's going to be exciting.
It's good stuff, Gabe. We'll touch base with you again, and good luck with your wife running the marathon today. And to all those race day volunteers, more than 10,000 race day volunteers, including my niece, Talia Liss. Talia, good job getting out there today, working one of the tables, handing out water and sports drinks with her friends Molly, Carly, Georgia, Manali, Jasmine, Daphne, and Lily. They're volunteering like many others because she says she wants to get in the spirit and support all the causes.
That's amazing. And I actually...
Have fun, Talia.
Coach at the local high school, and my high school runners are out at the first aid station volunteering. Great experience. They get the excitement of the race, feel the energy. So it's all good stuff.
Yeah, they're only going to see the pack come through once, but it's such a buzz, and it's really worth it. If you've been at a marathon volunteering or run once, you're going to want to do it again. So the volunteers are really one of the backbones of this great race. Also, the sponsors. We have to thank the sponsors, BioFreeze, Abbott, Lantana, Advocate Healthcare, Culligan. We're drinking out of these amazing purified drinking water, aluminum bottles now that Culligan puts out, TCS, Tata Consultancy Services with the app, it's next level. You've got Immerman's Angels, Ronald McDonald House Charities, American Heart Association, a World Vision, and some amazing groups running for charity through Bank of America. Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler, let's dial it back in from the volunteers, the sponsors, and everybody else, great cast behind the scenes that get this thing on the air. The race is happening now, and the eventual winners for the chairs will be coming through in about 30 and 45 minutes. The elite men and women in just over an hour, hour and a half. So we're in the thick of it. Jenny, what can you do to catch us up on where the elites, like two-time champ Ruth Chepin-Gettich, is at right now?
Oh, well, they're the elites for Ruth Chepin-Gettich. She is well through the 10K mark right now. And it's really right now, it's a show between Ruth and Sutume, also of Ethiopia. I mean, they're still running hot, 207 type pace. Jocelyn, who I expect to be there probably later in the race, is literally 4 minutes back right now.
That's
so it'll be
amazing.
Interesting to see, you know, how that plays out.
Yeah, what are you thinking about this women's race right now with Ruth Chepin-Gettich and friends, Josh Cox up top?
You know, I've said it, and look, I'm not disparaging anyone here. I'm just saying I don't think they're going to run 207, okay? And when you're looking at this field, Cheptai of Kenya, she's gone out very respectable 2:16:13 pace right now. She was on 2:12, 2:14:16. This is the danger of those personal pacemakers going out so fast, because in your mind's eye, you envision how the race is going to play out, and you get out there with your pacemaker and you go, well, for sure we'll be we'll be in contact with the leaders. I'm here to win. And then they go out in 2:06 pace, which is what they were running at 5K, and that group ended up sucking everyone out a little bit fast. So we're seeing them kind of fade back right now. Right.
Is that what you're seeing also, Jenny, as Josh describes it, that super fast start, which, I don't know, sustainability-wise, I'm sort of shaking my head. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's going to be a point at the race where, you know, some people are going to make that decision. Like if you're, like, in that second pack, and you see the top pack kind of coming back, that's going to motivate you to keep going and know that you're still in the race. And right now through 15K, they're at the more respectable 208 pace, which is still super, super fast. But I feel like they're, you know, kind of just relaxing a little bit more now and trying to get into the rhythm.
But I'll tell you exactly, Jenny, when you were on the back half of this course and you have stuck to your plan, you're not racing it early on, you're pacing it early on, because that's why we're here, to run fast. And when you see them take off and they are nowhere to be seen because they are 2 minutes up the road, and then all of a sudden at mile 16, you turn a corner and you see the pack coming back and you're closing in. There's blood in the water, man. And you are like, here we go. And when you pass them, it is this amazing thing where you're sucking their energy. It is like you beat them. You don't have to beat them physically there. You want to beat them mentally there. When you make a move by someone on the back half of this course, you want to make it definitive. And when you have been behind by a half mile and then all of a sudden it's closer and closer, and then you get to that point where you're passed, which is what I'm predicting today on the women's field, it is something special.
And what's exciting is that there's some, you know, longer stretches on this course, and you see the clock, you know, ahead of you, and you see that you're approaching it, you know, quicker and quicker and quicker. That's very motivating as well.
Ruth Chepin-Gedich is off to a blazing fast start, and as Josh and Jenny are describing, her competitors just want to stay within a visual distance of her so they can maybe reel her in at some point. Are we seeing much separation at all on the men's side, where Berhanu Legacy, Amos Kipruto, and others, an amazing fast group of four or five runners with sub 204, 205 times? What are we seeing in the men's field?
Well, there's still 10 runners at least at 204 pace, predicted finish, and this is through the 15K mark. And so we're just seeing, you know, a little bit of jostling here and there, but they're all still tucked very, very tight together.
Absolutely.
The beauty of this course, and I ran it for the first time in 2020. I went from 219.58 to 213.55. I finished 10th. And so when I was out here, it was, you just shut the mind off. The first 8 miles, I remember just tucking in and just, I'm just in the pace group. This is all we're doing. We're not racing yet, we're pacing. And I was there, and I remember getting to mile 8 and looking at my watch going, okay, wow, we're on 213 pace. This is good. Okay. And again, way over my head from what I had done previously, but Chicago is the place to run fast. And if you execute race day strategy correctly, you can have a day.
And we're talking about world records and course records, but let's also mention three American records have been set in Chicago, including the current U.S. women's record, 218.29 by Emily Sisson in the 2022 Chicago Marathon. Once upon a time in 1985, the great Joan Benoit Samuelson set an American record here. And when Khalid Kanucci gained his U.S. citizenship and won in 2002, his 207.01 was then an American record. As we track farther back in the pack, guys, quickly, Jenny, I'll start with you. Some of the top Americans in the field, are they thinking about an American record on this flat, fast Chicago course today?
Yes, well, Friday at the press conference, a few of them, Emma Bates said, you know, I'm in 218, 219 shape. American record is 218.29, set by Emily Sisson at the 2022 Chicago Marathon. Right now, just as we're tracking them through the 15K, they're really more on 220, 221 shape. I mean, 221 predicted finish, but that doesn't mean that they're going to have a top-notch second half and come through. But Susanna Sullivan actually is the lead American right now with Betsy Sena, probably about a minute behind her, and Emma Bates behind that. We don't see Kira D'Amato in the picture quite yet, but, you know, Kira is such a fierce competitor, and I have no doubt that, you know, she's thinking – you know, pacing herself, trying to go out under control, and seeing what she can do in that latter part of the race.
Yeah, and Josh Cox, just real quickly before we let you go, a few other names of the American runners that we need to know, and we'll break it down a little bit later.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we talk about records, and you talk about the American Masters record, which you said here, Jenny, last year.
That's here, age 40 and up.
Age 40 and up, yes, thank you. Last year, Des Linden, the Boston champ from 2018, she set a new Masters American record, breaking Dina Castor's record, a former champion here. This last spring, Sarah Hall, in turn, broke Des's record at the Olympic Trials, running 2:26.06. Right now, Sarah Hall's on 2:22 pace. So I think an American Masters record is going down today if all goes according to plan.
Yeah, records do fall here at this Speedy Fast Chicago Marathon course. It's a testament to all involved to lay that blue line down a week or so before the race to measure 26.2 miles, getting it through the neighborhoods, coordinating it with all the city offices and officials to make sure it's wide open and ready. And of course, we've talked about the near 2 million spectators along the route. And Adam Staszynski of The Score, who's going to get into that dragon costume in Chinatown and do a dance for us to get those runners through the wall on the back end. We're having a ball so far. We're at a blazing fast pace. No matter what, we've got 4 hours on the clock today. So a lot more ahead. We're on until 11. The winners will be coming through in a little bit. Stick with us, along with Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler here at the finish line. I'm Josh Liss. This is Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
What if we upgraded your headphones so you could listen to your music and still hear your surroundings? What if we designed those headphones to have a super secure fit and be comfortable? And what if we gave those headphones battery life that will last and last and last? That's what Shox does. Exactly that. And that's why Shox is the official headphone partner of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Because when you run a marathon that's tough, you need headphones that are just as tough. To learn more about Shox open-ear headphones, visit www.shox.com. Shox, be open.
My son Josiah took his first steps at age 4. Cerebral palsy makes movement difficult. But now at age 9, I'm just trying to keep up with him. I'm LaRue, and I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. And my marathon is for Ronald McDonald House Charities, who do so much for families going through health journeys.
Join Bank of America in helping LaRue's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/support LaRue. References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation. Copyright 2024.
Pain means pause on the things you love, but Preen means go. Experience the fast-acting, powerful pain relief of BioFreeze. BioFreeze is a topical pain reliever that provides a cooling sensation when applied to sore muscles and joints. BioFreeze can be used to help runners cool the pain throughout their journey, from training to race day and recovery. Find BioFreeze online at Packet Pickup or at the post-race party. And don't forget to veer into the BioFreeze pain relief zone located near mile 21 for a quick spray by the BioFreeze cooling crew. Cool the pain with BioFreeze. Use as directed.
At Tata Consultancy Services, we believe that running has the power to transform people like technology transforms businesses. Just like we help many of the world's largest businesses innovate to achieve their goals, TCS strives for new ways to use technology to enhance the marathon experience for athletes and fans alike. Download the official Bank of America Chicago Marathon app, powered by TCS, for runner tracking, finish line predictions, race results, interactive course maps, alerts, and more. Available now in the Google Play and Apple App Store.
Making it to the finish line of my cancer treatment showed me how strong I am. I'm Monica, and I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. This year's race is my comeback story, and my marathon is for Immerman Angels to help others dealing with cancer have a comeback story of their own.
Join Bank of America in helping Monica's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/support Monica. References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation. Copyright 2024.
Live fully as you go the distance. Because no matter where or how far your run takes you, the LiveWell app is there. Get easy access to vital health information. Schedule a virtual visit. Download healthy recipes to fuel up after your run. Find calm with guided meditations and more. The LiveWell app puts your health at your fingertips so you can live fully, virtually anywhere. Download the LiveWell app today. Advocate Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Now, back to our team coverage of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
Good morning again. It's Josh Liss here at the finish line. It's the Bank of America Chicago Marathon's one-of-a-kind broadcast on The Score. We've been doing this for most of two decades with you. It's a holiday in the city of Chicago, Marathon Sunday. There might be a football game happening somewhere. Hope you're out. One of the 1.7 to 2 million or so spectators streaming us on the Odyssey app, listening to us on The Score. You can get awesome information on the race if you just head over to the Bank of America Marathon site, or you go to their official Bank of America Chicago Marathon app, powered by Tata Consultancy Services. You follow as many runners as you want, see the leaderboards, weather alerts, the map, tap a button to donate, and stuff like that. We're here on Kerry Pinkowski Way, guys, near the finish line. Many mayors ago, he earned that honor, and with a smile on his face, Kerry joins us here at the finish line with Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler, and myself, Josh Liss. Welcome to our broadcast again. What are your thoughts so far?
Well, you know, Ruth Chepngetich, we've seen this before. I mean, she's very familiar with Chicago. She's won twice. She's gone out at world record pace. This may be a little rich, but...
Yeah, the numbers say she's slowing down a little bit more where she should be.
Well, and but that's what she does, mm-hmm. You know. And
can someone chase her down?
I'll reflect on Constantina Dita. She did that repeatedly and repeatedly. And, she, you know, Dina Castor would catch her, or Paula Radcliffe.
But finally, in the Olympics, they didn't catch her, you know. So she, you got to admire her fortitude and the way she prepares. She goes for it, you know, and she's got one mode and one gear, and that's come and get me, you know, and that's what we love about her. She's a great Chicago athlete, and she gets fired up and prepares to come here to go fast. So she pulls it off. We'll all be, you know, celebrating.
Yeah, 29-year-old, yeah. Two-time champ from Kenya, Ruth Chepngetich, and a long list of American runners who could be racing some blazing fast times today. Carrie Cara D'Amato, Betsy Sena, Sarah Hall is off to a smoking fast start. You've got a huge group of top American women in this race. Any expectations how that might shake out, Cara?
You know, I was with Emily Sisson this weekend, and she is the American record holder. And I said, you know, there's some, you know, Betsy and Kira have set sights on that. And she said, that would be great. You know, she would love to see that because that would motivate her. And I think what we see with the American women, Emily broke through and showed that it can be done. And I think the women, you know, look at that and say, if Emily can do this, I can do this. So there's a lot of goals there that come to reality because of the, and they're all very close and very supportive of each other. So I think they love to see great performances. And if someone does something, they say, wow, I can do that.
Yeah, the game of can you top this?
Absolutely.
Jenny Spangler, you've been an Olympian. You've been down these streets. How can you catch us up on where the women's and men's leaders are at right now? Name a couple of names for us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as we've talked about, the men's field is still very tightly packed through 20K, you know, 10 runners, 204. I like Daniel Abeno, who Carrie has been talking about, first marathon ever. He chose Chicago because it's a fast course. He's got a great track background, which lends itself great for this course because it's so fast. So I'm excited, you know, to see him continue on and what he can do with this. You know, and with the women, you know, Ruth Chepngetich, she continues, but there's two women that are just going after it right now. And, you know, we talk about Ruth and how she likes to get after it, and everybody's got their different style of racing that keeps them excited and engaged in the race. And Ruth's, you know, her thing is, I'm going after it.
Yeah, two-time champion here in Chicago, Ruth. Against the field, who can chase her down? Trenere Moser rejoins us out in front of the women's pack. What's your point of view at this point in the race?
We just went through the 12-mile mark. Ruth has just taken, she had a water stop, so she took in some fluids. We're still staying aggressive. She has her two pacers that she's on their heels. She is running very tightly and very, very close to her pacers. But the biggest change in the last couple of miles is Satume Kabede. She's in my eyesight. She's in eyesight now. She's at the end of the pack. There's some men's running with them as well. So she's in eyesight. She's gaining on her. I think Satume, it looks like she's been running on. She was very declarative yesterday that she wanted to run 65:30 through the half, and we're still tracking to that. We have slowed down a little bit, but I mean, she's running fast, so that was natural, but that was going to happen. But it's still a very aggressive pace, and she hasn't really used up.
Thanks, Trenere. We'll check back with you momentarily. So, Carrie Pinkowski, race director, Satume Kabede, she just can't afford to lose visual sight of Ruth Chepngetich at this point. She has to keep an eye on her.
She's in contact, and this is a young lady that felt she should have been on the Ethiopian Olympic team. So she's got
there's a few of those in this field
that felt they've been left out, and they want to send a message. But you know, I will tell you this right now: my friends at the Berlin Marathon are looking at their computers on the edge of their seats after they're having their sauerbraten and beer or whatever they're doing over there, because we took the men's record last year, but we'd love to see the women's record. So we'll see what happens. But as they inch closer to the edges of their seats, and then the last few miles stand up, we hope they don't throw their computers out the window, but out onto the front lawn. But I'm sure my colleagues in Berlin are watching very carefully.
The real Oktoberfest is going down here in Chicago, October 13th, 2024. Chris Wehrman, who's joining us for the fifth year on the broadcast, he's out in front of the elite male runners, a huge group of guys. They've been in and out of water stations. They've been at the northernmost point of the course. Where are you at now, Chris? What are you seeing with the men's elite runners?
Well, we have entered into the loop again, having just passed a half marathon marker at 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 18 seconds. So they are running very even paces. As Josh had said earlier, when you're running this far, it is hard to stay focused for the two-plus hours intently. And so it is like a training run. They are running relaxed. They are working together, and they are just settling in. But now we've seen Adenio move up to the front behind the Pacers. We can anticipate that the Pacers will be dropping out probably in the next couple of miles. And I would also anticipate now that we've crossed that half marathon marker that we're going to start to see the race fraction a little bit. And some of these guys who are going out 2 minutes or so faster than their PR start to fall off the back of the pace.
Yeah, Chris, good stuff. We're going to watch out for guys who may start crashing out, so be ready. We'll go back to you shortly. Josh Cox, the men's leader, sort of accordion style, still have their Pacers, but it's a large pack of maybe 8 to 12 in there. And as Chris mentioned, the newcomer, Daniel Abenyo, is in that mix.
Yeah, and I mentioned it earlier. No man has won Chicago in his debut since Evans Rudo in 2003. And Abenyo, again, he missed out on the Kenyan Olympic team by virtue of him falling in the 10,000 meter trials. Looking at him, you talk about a guy who has major championship experience. He earned a silver at Worlds in the 10,000 last year and a silver at the World Half just a month later. 59.04 personal best in the half marathon. He has the cred to be doing what he's doing today. And I love the 204. 204.40 pace right now, 204.35. Perfect for this field.
Yeah, Daniel Abenyo is right where he wants to be as a guy who's run 5 half marathons under 1 hour, including his PR that you mentioned, because they're now on the second half of this great race.
Right, and I just wanted to mention, it's exciting to see Abenyo, but for all of us that have run the marathon before, for me, the mental part is gonna set in pretty soon when we get to mile 20, 21, that he's probably never, ever experienced before, so I can't wait to see how that plays out.
Can Daniel Abenyo, who's never finished a marathon before or started one at this level, can he break through the wall at about mile 20? That's what Jenny will be keeping an eye out for. In the chair races, the men's winners are going to be rolling through within the next 10 to 15 minutes. Marcel Hoog, the silver bullet, has a couple of riders on his tail, Jenny.
Absolutely, and I think this is a little bit of unfamiliar territory for him on the Chicago Marathon course. You know, he set a course record last year. Of course, he's a veteran. He's very competitive. He knows how to handle these situations. But yes, there's three men all like right tight together, including Daniel Romanchuk, who I'm just excited to see back up there. And we have a gentleman from Japan, Tamaki Suzuki, who is right there as well. They're just all three right in a line, kind of feeding off the energy of each other.
Sixth Chicago Marathon today for Dan Romanchuk of Champaign, Illinois. Three wins in 2018, 19, and 21, and two second place finishes, both behind Marcel Hoog the last 2 years. Romanchuk has 7 career marathon wins. Can he catch up to the silver bullet?
And I have to mention, Daniel Romanchuk, just in the Paris Olympics, beat Marcel Hoog in the 5,000. So that shows, you know, he's got some really, really great speed. So let's see what happens down the final
stretch.
Yeah,
they've been going nose-to-nose in Paralympic sports for the last number of years, really at the top of their game. On the women's side, Catherine De Bruyner is alone against the clock. Her and her fancy chair, which made it through all the fancy wind tunnels. We give her every flower she deserves, Catherine De Bruyner, maybe on her way to another Bank of America Chicago Marathon Championship. Last year, she set a course record as now the defending champ here in Chicago. Gabe Ramirez is back with us out in front of the lead pack. The average runners are mostly off and running. Gabe, what's your point of view out in front of the pack right now? Is the party building? How's the music?
I always count on DJs and bands to make sure everything's going well there. But as the mile markers get bigger, as does the anticipation of this race, guys, and you can hear the wows and the oh my god coming from the crowds. I mean, you guys can't hear it in the booth, but we hear it here in the car. And their guys are going so fast that you are seeing bike riders on the sidewalk trying to keep up with these guys, and they can't. That is the level of speed we're experiencing at the moment. But as I mentioned, guys, we're getting to that finish line, so you're seeing this pack kind of thin out, and it is exciting, but the crowds are getting louder as they make their way towards the United Center.
All right, stick around. Gabe Ramirez, thank you. Part of our cast of experts along the course. Our leaders at this point are a large group of male elites. On the ladies' side, Ruth Chepin-Gedich being challenged by one or two other runners and the clock. And the chair racers are ready to roll through the finish line. Any moment now, we'll have all the finishes. When all the runners are done today, they'll head over to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon post-race party and hopefully get themselves some Goose Island beer. Quinn Fuschel is a brewmaster with Goose Island who's run the Chicago Marathon before but wasn't entirely satisfied with the post-race brew and made a change to it. So everyone will be drinking one of Quinn's new concoctions, and Quinn joins us right now. How are you today, Quinn?
Oh, I'm great. Feeling good, watching the marathon on TV right now, feeling all the excitement and the hype of this event.
Yeah, so please take us back. How did you get involved in running the Chicago Marathon, taking that sip of 312 last year and thinking this needs to get reformulated?
Yeah, so my dad got me into running a long time ago, so I've run the marathon three times now. And I've been working at Goose for more than 10 years. We've had an awesome partnership with the Chicago Marathon. Having a chance to put 312 at the end of the race, super refreshing spot. But what was really cool is that our team on the Goose side wanted to add a little jolt to it, get a little bit of something extra special for the finishers, for this kind of beer that only the finishers have access to. So we added in some watermelon juice and some electrolytes, some sea salt to help out with that post-race quench that y'all need.
That's great. And it's got a name?
312 Electric, absolutely.
Ooh, 312 Electric. Okay, so when that salt and watermelon and 312, when it hits those taste buds after a race like this, you've done marathons like you said, your dad was your inspiration. I don't know if he also inspired you to get into beer making, but that's a different story. But what can the runner expect when it hits their taste buds? What are they going to be experiencing?
Yeah, I mean, it's 312 at its core. You know, it's a super refreshing, approachable wheat ale. You know, it's one of the beers that we've been brewing at Goose Island for Chicago for many, many years. And this is just like a little twist on that really classic base recipe. So super refreshing, super approachable, 4.2% ABV. So crushable. You know, you're drinking water, you're hydrating all along the route. And they actually drink a lot of beer post-workouts out in Germany. There's actually a lot of vitamins in beer. There's a lot of good carbohydrates there for you. It's a good replenishment for the system. And, you know, it's a celebration, too. You just made an incredible accomplishment by finishing 26.2 miles. So you get to indulge a bit. It's just refreshment, you know. It's watermelon on the nose, too. It gives you a little bit of that sport drink kind of feel to it. So I'm excited for all those finishers that get to try it, their first drink after finishing a marathon. Just love a special time.
Love it. Watermelon on the nose. Josh Cox, it's crushable, dude. You're the California guy. It's crushable,
hey,
man.
Are we getting some brew here at the finish? I want to
Brewmaster Quinn with Goose Island. Last thing. Will Electric, Goose Island Electric 312, will it ever be available outside of marathon finishers?
You know, I never say never, but this one is for the finishers.
All right. Well, it's one of a kind then. Yeah.
Congrats to all the runners.
Thanks. Yeah, good to pass that along, and we'll catch up with you later. Quinn Fuschel, Brewmaster Goose Island, thanks for the time. I'm Josh Liss, along with Jenny Spangler, our Olympian, and Josh Cox, a longtime accomplished distance runner, part of three U.S. national teams. We're here at the finish line, moments away from the wheelchair winners coming through. You're listening to the Scores coverage of the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Want to mention a couple of things about our leaders, Berhanu Legasi, Amos Kipruto, and a big number of other men tucked in a tactical race past the halfway mark. We're going to get into that shortly. The speedy two-time champ Ruth Chepin-Gedich is being challenged by a handful of others. And the wheelchair racer, the great Marcel Hoog, the two-time champ, has Dan Romanchuk and Tomoki Suzuki on his tail, while Catherine De Bruyne in the women's wheelchair field is running against the clock alone. Josh, what do you got?
Okay, Ruth Chepin-Gedich has crossed the halfway point in 64:16. Okay, 64:16. We knew it was a hot pace. To put that in perspective, that's the fifth fastest half marathon time ever by a female. The
wow.
half,
Okay. Wow. It would have been the world record as recently as 2021. That is how fast she is going out today.
104.16 on the front half of this marathon. Jenny, how do you react to that?
You know, it's fast, but she's looking great. I mean, you know, we're looking at her. She looks relaxed on her upper body. She's only doing this because she believes she can do that. And I think last year we were having sort of the same conversation about Kelvin Kiptum. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. Can he hold on to this? Can he hold on? And her pacers, I found out that she actually trains with her pacers. So they all know what each other can do. And right now she is confident she's going to hold this pace.
Yeah, she's mostly self-coached. Ruth Chepin-Gedich, the two-time Chicago winner and current leader, and does occasionally join men's running groups. Josh Cox, we're marveling at Ruth Chepin-Gedich, but should we be marveling equally at this tactical men's race that's happening right now? Name some names.
Yeah, I love the way that this professional men's field is shaping up. From John Carreer, Daniel Abeno, Amos Kipruto, all the players are there. And they are running. We have them on the screen in front of us. It's starting to string out a little bit. When you're looking at a pack, and when they're bunched, you know, there might be a headwind, and the pace may be slowing. When you see them go single file, what this means is the pace is quickening because everyone's trying to respond to the move. And right now, they are one after another all the way back. You see them grabbing their fluids. They're sipping on them. They're tossing them to the side. But these guys are rolling. 204.30-ish. We're going to see a negative split here by the winner. Second half faster than the first.
And I would have to say this is sort of becoming a defining moment for many of these. They have to make the decision now. Do I want to push the limits and stay with this pack, or do I want to back off a little bit and know that I can finish strong?
All right, we're going to reach out to Mike Esposito in another moment. The wheelchair finishers are making their way up Mount Roosevelt as we speak, and any moment right now, we'll be turning the corner onto Columbus Drive. Our broadcast position, yards from the finish line, will allow us to call this finish. It looks to be a two-chair race with some separation at the top of Roosevelt Road, crossing the railroad tracks that head into Millennium Station. Over one shoulder, you can see Soldier Field and the museum campus. And now the chair racers are making a sharp 45-degree left turn. Some downhill is happening, but Marcel Hoog is separating from the pack. Hoog, the silver bullet, the 38-year-old from Switzerland, is spinning. It's Hoog with the silver helmet. Rolling, will cross first once again. Marcel Hoog, the men's wheelchair winner at the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Nobody races quite like Hoog, the 38-year-old from Switzerland, who is the winningest chair racer of all time, adds a third consecutive title to Chicago and a fifth all time. There's no one like Marcel Hoog.
Oh, absolutely not. He is like, I don't know, the goat of chair racing, in my opinion. He's been at it a long time. It's Hoog. And, you know, he said in the press conference that he was tired and he's looking forward to a holiday. Well, he set his holiday off on a good start.
Yeah, it's been a long year for these chair racers. They're doing 4 or 5 a year, and here Marcel's got enough to win this race. You can't discount what he's done today.
Yeah, really. These wheelers go throughout all the World Marathon Majors, but then the wrinkle that an Olympic year presents is they also have the trip to Paris put in the middle of all of this. So when you talk about mental energy, physical energy, just getting on these planes, loading up the bike, loading up the push rim, it wears on you, and you want to kick off that vacation with a good mindset, and this win will do just that for Hoog.
Fair question if Hoog's even going to compete in the New York City Marathon in a month. We'll find out eventually. It may have to do with his form. There's been a little bit of an update in the women's race as Ruth Chepin-Gedich aims to get back on top of the podium after a second place finish last year. Trenier Mosier is covering that side of the race and rejoins us now. Trenier, what do you have?
Boulevard, Ruth is still leading. She's still running a very aggressive pace. I mean, I can't believe it. We went through the half of 64.18-ish, and she's running sub-5-minute miles, and she's been consistently on sub-5-minute mile pace. She's with her two paces are still with her. Actually, one's behind her. So she has one that she keeps like one stepping them. She's still just running really, really aggressive. And she looks great. She's just staying really, really fierce, and she's just really going after it. This is going to continue to be a hot race.
Are you able to gauge Ruth's body language at this point from the start here into the back half of the race? Is there any extra sort of effort being put out on her part that you can tell?
Not yet. I mean, honestly, she looks very, very relaxed still. Even at the 10K where she was still looking domineering, we just went through 16 miles at 118, and she still looks insanely relaxed, no grimace on her face at all. So, honestly, I don't see any pain on her. She's not wearing it at all.
And Trenier, can you see Satume back there? I mean, has she widened the gap significantly since over the last few miles, or is she still in the hunt?
I do not see Satume. Three or four miles ago, Satume did make a good run for Ruth, but Satume is now back, and she's not even in my eyesight. Ruth is running alone.
She's running alone. Good stuff, Trenier. We'll catch up with you shortly. Wow, Ruth Chepin-Gedich running alone. I can't say we're surprised. It's now Ruth against the clock. She's going to keep up this form. She's done it before. I can't imagine there's any sort of dent that anyone's sensing in her armor right now, Josh.
Well, really, the effects of an early hot pace like this, and again, we've never seen the likes of that sort of split. Running a 208 pace through the half still. At 30K, that's when we're going to start to see the effects and impact of this fast early pace. She has 50 seconds right now on Kabete in second. This is at the 25K. So over the next 3 miles, this is where you can usually hold it together. But you get on the other side of 18.6 miles, 30K, then you start to see the effects. So that's what I'm looking for.
That is special.
And Josh, I think this is where we start talking about the shoes.
Right.
We had that discussion before where back in my day, you know, when the shoes, you know, you could feel every single ounce every time you hit the pavement. But now the shoes are different. We call them the super shoes. They have more rebound, but more bounce. I mean, do you think this will come into play later?
It really does, Jenny, and that's a fantastic point. They have the dual carbon plates in all of these top level shoes. Nike, our sponsor here, Shoe and Apparel here at Chicago Marathon, they were the first at the 2016 Olympic Marathon Trials in LA. Nike athletes showed up and we went, whoa, what's on their feet? And legit, and they were springing, and I grabbed one and I was like, what is this? Yeah. And then there was an arms race, a shoe race from 16 to 20. And we had the COVID thing and all of this stuff, but the track spikes, the road shoes, all the shoe companies now have their super shoe. And the return on these shoes, it's two carbon plates, and the return back to you when you're running, it is like nothing else I've ever felt. Back when I was competing too, and it wasn't that long ago, I ran the trials in 2012, but we didn't have anything like this. It's a six, seven ounce shoe, and leather is leather. And
super shoes. They take the edge off for some of these runners. It could be the difference between seconds and winning and losing times. Inside the party up at Belmont and Broadway is Mike Esposito, and if anyone on the show today is going to be showing up in their $500 loafers to broadcast, it's going to be Mike, because you're all class, man. How's the party?
Josh, I appreciate that. The party is great. We are here just past mile 9 at Belmont and Broadway, as you said. And as you mentioned, the elites are long past, but the party continues here. I had to move away from one of the DJs. It was just a little too loud and I couldn't hear, but we're down the street from them. Lots of families, lots of signs, lots of people out grabbing a morning coffee and hanging out to watch the race and cheer on the racers. Some very inspirational and cool signs here. You see some people carrying pictures and fat heads, whatever you will, of some of the runners. And I don't know what this means at all, but I'm surrounded by dogs. I count 10 dogs surrounding me here on the corner of Belmont and Broadway, Josh. And I guess it just goes to
keep
show
off
what
your pricey what shoes.
Is, I'm trying, exactly. I'm going to have to spring away from here on my pricey shoes, Josh. But we're having a great time here at Belmont and Broadway. And now back to you near the finish line.
All right. Good job, Espo. Chris Weirman is out in front of the Elite Males. It's still a long pack accordioning its way on the back side of this marathon course. What can you tell us from what's happening right now, Chris Weirman?
Well, the race is starting to develop now. The first pacer had dropped out at mile 16, so we're down to one pacer left. When that happened, Career pulled up to the pacer and got right on his shoulder. So from this perspective, he's getting ready to make sure he's in a strong position to be able to maintain control of the race. Caputo then got right behind him. So I think these guys are now starting to anticipate the second pacer dropping out. Want to make sure that they are in a good position to be able to either make a move or cover a move that happens. But we still have eight guys in a tight pack that are running together.
Josh, what do you think about that? And we'll catch up with you shortly, Chris. Good job.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. It's really great. Yesterday, I was chatting with Meb Keflezighi, Olympic medalist, Boston champ, New York City champ, longtime friend and training partner from San Diego. He's in my wedding. Great guy. He actually was displaced by the hurricane in Florida, left his place in Tampa, drove up to Atlanta, got here for his obligations, and we were just having a back and forth. John Career came up. I had already spoken to him briefly right after the presser, but we didn't really get to dialogue. He gave me a hug, and I said, John, I heard what you said.
And this is the co-leader, current co-leader you're talking about, John
Career. Current co-leader, John Career, yes. And he came up to me, and I said, hey, how's it really going? He said, look, this is as fit as I have ever been. I've never been in this place. I've never felt this good going into a marathon. And this guy ran 205.01 here in 2022. We could see it. His older brother, Wesley Career, won Boston, Louisville star, All-American there. And this guy is ready to go. I'm really pulling for him. I hope he can do it. He has the pack right now. And we were saying earlier, there's strength in the pack. There really is, particularly with the wind. And there is one pacer left. But when that pacer goes off, then the racing begins. This is going to be fun.
Absolutely. Want to mention quickly that the score is not only the place for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon all morning long. We've already got one of the four winners in, plus a huge wrap-up coming later. But there's going to be amazing Bears talk. They're going to do a full post-game show after the Bears game ends and our broadcast is off. Hey, right now Jacksonville is up 3-0. 3 minutes left, first quarter. Bears got to get their act together. Jenny Spangler, Josh Cox, myself, Josh Liss, yards from the finish line on Columbus Drive. We'll catch you up with one of our four winners already and mention our leaders on the other side. You're listening to the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Pain means pause on the things you love, but Breen means go. Experience the fast-acting, powerful pain relief of BioFreeze. BioFreeze is a topical pain reliever that provides a cooling sensation when applied to sore muscles and joints. BioFreeze can be used to help runners cool the pain throughout their journey, from training to race day and recovery. Find BioFreeze online at Packet Pickup or at the post-race party. And don't forget to veer into the BioFreeze pain relief zone, located near mile 21, for a quick spray by the BioFreeze cooling crew. Cool the pain with BioFreeze. Use as directed.
What if we upgraded your headphones so you could listen to your music and still hear your surroundings? What if we designed those headphones to have a super secure fit and be comfortable? And what if we gave those headphones battery life that will last and last and last? That's what Shox does. Exactly that. And that's why Shox is the official headphone partner of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Because when you run a marathon that's tough, you need headphones that are just as tough. To learn more about Shox open-ear headphones, visit www.shox.com. Shox, be open.
Food insecurity is tough to live with. I know firsthand what it's like to go days without food. I'm Adonis, and I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. My marathon is for World Central Kitchen and helping to bring nourishing meals to families in need.
Join Bank of America in helping Adonis' cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/support Adonis. References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation. Copyright 2024.
Live fully as you go the distance. Because no matter where or how far your run takes you, the Live Well app is there. Get easy access to vital health information. Schedule a virtual visit. Download healthy recipes to fuel up after your run. Find calm with guided meditations and more. The LiveWell app puts your health at your fingertips so you can live fully, virtually anywhere. Download the LiveWell app today. Advocate Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Since 1936, Culligan has proudly called Chicago home, building a legacy of trust, innovation, and service to become a global leader in water transformation. As a proud partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, our mission is to give you the best possible water, whether you're at home, at work, or pushing through the finish line. That's because we understand that taking better care of our water means taking better care of our bodies, families, homes, and planet. Culligan, water you love.
People say, when you see a cardinal, it's a message from someone who's passed on. When I see them on my run, I know my mom's with me. I'm Ara, and I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. I'm running for the American Heart Association in honor of my mom, who passed away from a heart attack. And on race day, she'll be in my heart.
Join Bank of America in helping Ara's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/supportara. References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation. Copyright 2024.
Abbott is proud to be a sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and title sponsor of the Abbott World Marathon Majors Series. As a global healthcare leader, Abbott's health tech innovations can help you unlock your full potential and run your strongest race. To learn more about how Abbott's latest innovations like Lingo, a new consumer bio-wearable that tracks your glucose levels 24/7 to support your health goals, visit the Abbott booth at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo at McCormick Place during race weekend.
At Tata Consultancy Services, we believe that running has the power to transform people like technology transforms businesses. Just like we help many of the world's largest businesses innovate to achieve their goals, TCS strives for new ways to use technology to enhance the marathon experience for athletes and fans alike. Download the official Bank of America Chicago Marathon app, powered by TCS, for runner tracking, finish line predictions, race results, interactive course maps, alerts, and more. Available now in the Google Play and Apple App Store.
Live fully as you go the distance, because no matter where or how far your run takes you, the LiveWell app is there. Get easy access to vital health information. Schedule a virtual visit. Download healthy recipes to fuel up after your run. Find calm with guided meditations and more. The LiveWell app puts your health at your fingertips so you can live fully, virtually anywhere. Download the LiveWell app today. Advocate Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.